afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in, and we have a very important show for you today. First hour, it's something we do once a month. It's called Songs and Verses. And what is that, you ask? Well, it's a time. As you know, if you listen often enough, I ask our guests every day at the outset of the conversation, is there a verse God's been speaking to you about these days? Well, you are such thoughtful listeners, such dear followers of Christ, that we just like to set aside a show a month and ask you what verses is God speaking to you about these days and what songs are ministering to you. So here we are, Songs and Verses. We'll dedicate the whole hour to you. I'm hoping for your calls. I've got a stack of great books in front of me. I'm trying to match the book with whatever your situation is. I've got Praying for Your Elephant. It's an audacious prayer book by Adam Stattmiller, The Listening Life, Awakening to God, and a bunch of others. So on your mark, get set, give me a call. And if we can't find the song, then I just say sorry, but I hope we can. But Matt is really quick on the draw. And if there's a verse God's speaking to you about and you don't happen to know the reference, you're driving in your car, don't worry about that either. I'll look it up for you. I just want to know, what is God speaking to you about these days? How is he bringing comfort to your soul? Is there a verse? Is there a song? Is there both? Give us a call. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Also, you can email me if that's easier, Susie@myfaithradio.com. And it's not Susie with a Z. It's Susie with an S. S-U-S-I-E. Susie@myfaithradio.com. Then second hour, Reverend James Robison joins me. You know him, James and Betty of Life Today. He's going to come on the show and talk about how to restore freedom in America. And how do we do that? By personal revival, by redeeming and renewing our own perspective, by taking a stand in the way that Christ would, as we stand for freedom and stand for the convictions of the Word. Really great conversation up ahead. He'll be joining me second hour. Now, before we really kick off the songs and verses, I have a couple quick announcements. I want to say a special welcome to our friends listening in on our new FM translator in Waterloo, Iowa, 92.7. And if you're brand new to the Faith Radio family, we'd love to get a listener packet into your hands. You can sign up for free at our website, myfaithradio.com. But I want to hear from you. Give me a call, 877-933-2484. Also, another very important announcement that is very close to my heart is we've officially kicked off the Live Free Challenge. It's very unique to Faith Radio. Honored and blessed to be partnering with Venture Expeditions. And together, we are doing a faith and fitness challenge. Now, if you listen often enough, we do these every year in different aspects. Like we've done one over Lent where we engaged our faith and our fitness just to redeem our thought life and our physical habits and our spiritual habits. Well, we're doing this now for the sake of justice, all right? So basically, here's what you do. So easy. You can sign up for free. But you go on our website. You can get your little fundraising page built in about 2-3 minutes, all right? Venture has made it very, very easy. But you determine the goal for walking, running, or biking in August. But we want you to do this now, right? And you discern how many miles that you can do, and you put up this on your page, and you raise money for justice. And that money will go to International Justice Mission to end trafficking, human trafficking, and slavery. And as Venture Expeditions often says, is using your best energies for the world's greatest needs. So this is a faith and fitness challenge where you can log walking, running, biking miles. And as you're doing it, as you're pounding out those miles, you're remembering those who are literally captive, who live in unbelievable oppression. And you're using your great energies for the world's greatest needs. We want to raise $50,000 to rescue lives. So check out our information on the Live Free Challenge on our website at myfaithradio.com. While we wait for those calls to come in, I came, of course, armed with some of my own songs, but I want to just tell you something that I've been learning about these days. As you know, if you listen often enough, we've come through a significantly painful time, loss of my dear brother-in-law and my physical health, Lyme disease. I've been having some flare-ups that have been kind of significant. And I will be honest with you, with it has come some pretty big fear for me, just because it's at a new level and it's just a bummer, you know. And I'm very honest with my intercessors. They get an email from me about every week, and I always invite them, speak into my life, tell me anything you see in me. And I want that. I feel like it's a safety for me. Well, one of them she and I chatted on the phone last week, and she said, Susie, I remember you said this when you were a young mom, when they didn't know what was wrong with you, and I've heard you say it a couple of other times, and this is hard for me to admit, but I'm just going to tell you that I'd said, I'd rather, you know, I want to live fully, I want to die. I don't want to endure another debilitating disease, because it was so traumatic for me to live halfway. Well, this is what she said. She goes, you don't get to do that. And she said, as a Christ follower, we can't hold conditions out to God where we'll say, I'll follow you if, or I'll endure anything but that. Because anything we withhold from God, the enemy takes it, and he occupies it, and he steals from us. And she said, I've also heard you say that you can't seem to outrun this fear. And she said, as Christians, we don't outrun fear. We turn around and we face it. We face it head on. And she says, we overcome fear. And then when we overcome it, we have authority over it. And these were words, you know, I probably knew those in my head, but when you're in the thick of it, when you're in the fire and the storm, when that enemy rages large, it's hard to remember that, and you need people to speak that kind of life to you, you know? And the reason I'm telling you about this is because we all have these conditions on our faith that we don't even realize until they're tested. Lord, this far, no more. Not my children, not my marriage, not my house, not my finances. And this particular friend went through a time where her heart, she had some kind of onset of some kind of heart issue where her heart raced for about 2 years. It kept skipping beats. She was miserable and incapacitated for about 2 years and really could almost do nothing. And she thought she might die from this. She had two failed heart surgeries. And at one point, she was begging God, heal my heart, begging God, heal my heart. And the Lord whispered back to her, your heart? And she said, yeah. He said, I thought you gave me your heart. I thought it was my heart. I thought your whole life was mine, and you need to surrender it back to me. And she got this picture of her coming before the Lord with her beating heart in her hands and put it before the Lord, said, it's yours. You're right. Nothing is off bounds to you, Lord. I will submit to you, and I will find joy if you never heal me. And she just dove in and sought to find the peace of God and the joy of God in the midst of that. And 3 months later, it was like, well, it was a miracle. The Lord just zapped her heart, kind of jump-started it. She knew it when it happened, and suddenly her heart rate returned to normal. Medical miracle. They couldn't even explain it after two failed surgeries. But she is fierce now, and because she faced her fears. And so she has some authority. She owns that territory because instead of turning and running, she turned and faced it. And I want you to think about that. Remember what Scripture says, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and sound mind. And part of what that spirit of fear is, remember, it's not fear, it's not just this irritant. It's a spirit, and it's from the enemy. And it involves dread, worry, doubt, self-preservation, panic. He's not given us a spirit of fear. That comes from the enemy. But what God has given us is a spirit of power, love, sound mind. Power is that otherworldly, supernatural power that we can walk in, because we belong to Jesus. Love allows us, even in our own valleys, to love other people the way Christ has loved us. In other words, we can be a flow-through account of blessings, even in the places of our need, because that's the kingdom dynamic that belongs to us. And sound mind. We don't have to lose our heads when we're in a storm and the wind is blowing every which way. We can keep our clarity about us. So one of the songs I came armed with today is by Shannon Wexelberg. I think she's one of the most understated, unsung heroes in worship and music, because she's got the most amazing voice, beautiful lyrics. And you can tell by her music, she's no stranger to pain. But this song, Take Heart, I think is for you today. If you're walking through a time and you need to remember that because Jesus overcame, you will overcome. So don't lose your head and take heart. Pray that song encouraged you like it encouraged me. It's Songs and Verses today. You're kind of quiet. I want to hear from you. Is there a song or a verse that God's been using to strengthen your soul? Chances are if it's strengthened you, it's going to strengthen someone else. Give us a call, 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH, and we will be back in a moment. Tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And about once a month, we like to do something called Songs and Verses, where you are my special guest. And you call in and let me know, is there a song that God's been speaking to you about these days? Maybe nourishing your soul? Because as I said, chances are if it strengthens you, it's going to strengthen somebody else. Maybe there's a verse you've been hanging on to just with that grip. I want to know about it. And if you're driving and you don't know the reference, don't even worry one bit. Just call in with what you think it is, and I will definitely find it. I got my computer right here. Got a stack of books to get into your hands as you call in with just what you have to share. Don't ever want you to underestimate what it is God's speaking to you about. It may feel like the most simple thing. And I think maybe it's a prideful Christian who thinks, I already know that. I already learned that. It's so basic. I think it's just wise to, when God brings us back around to something, it's because he's saying, know this deeper. Know this deeper. Like something as simple as Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Do you think you know that as deeply as you could? You don't. Neither do I. And to the depths that we know this love is the depths that we're filled with the fullness of God. So whatever it is he's talking to you about, I'm telling you, it'll encourage someone else today. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. And if you just tuned in, I was telling the story prior to the break of just some walking through some recent health challenges and an intercessor friend of mine challenging my fears, challenging my faith, and just saying every which way she turns, she's seeing people walk through the storms. And something that I'd said in a recent sermon that I gave at my local church was this, The storms reveal the lies we believe and the truths we need. The storms reveal the lies we believe and the truths we need. And I'm telling you what, storms are blowing everywhere. And she said the same thing. And storms are an opportunity for us to see the lies we believe in. Those lies are not tested in times of favor, but they are tested in the storm, and they need to be. And that's when you start to go, hey, this feels true and has felt true, but it is not true. So, Lord, I need a truth that I can anchor and tether myself to. Show me what's true. And so don't fret the storm too much. Try to remember that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. And I'm preaching to myself here. I'm just saying. So this is from Streams in the Desert. I came with three excerpts from Streams in the Desert that blessed me so very much. This one says, the reason so many people fail to experience this divine principle, the principle that we carry around in our body, the death of Jesus, not I, but Christ in us, and the strength that we get from him, is that we expect to receive it all without a struggle. When conflict comes and the battle rages on, they become discouraged and surrender. God is nothing worth having that is easily gained, for there are no cheap goods on the heavenly market. The cost of our redemption was everything God had to give, and anything worth having is expensive. Difficult times and places are our schools of faith and character. If we are ever to rise above mere human strength and experience the power of the life of Christ in our mortal bodies, it will be through the process of conflict that could very well be called the labor pains of the new life. Could it be that your struggle is a labor pain to give birth to something new in your life? Just think about that. And it further writes here, it is like the story of Moses, who saw that the bush was on fire. It did not burn up. Although Satan's demons tried to extinguish the flame in Moses' life by continually pouring water on his plans, they could not, because God's angels were ever vigilant, pouring oil on the flame to keep it burning brightly. Dear child of God, you may be suffering, but you cannot fail if you only dare to believe, stand firm, and refuse to be overcome. So maybe you're suffering disappointment because of a heartbreak, and you thought, I thought life was going to turn out this way. I thought I heard God right. And the breakthrough you're looking for is sort of a closed door. Well, I want to play another song by Shannon Wexelberg, and it's called A Different Kind of Miracle. And sometimes we just need to step back and go, okay, what I'm asking for might be narrow-minded. Maybe there's a bigger perspective and a bigger answer God wants to bring, and maybe he's doing a deeper work than I can even see right now. Let's listen to this song, A Different Kind of Miracle. that a great song? And so often that's what we need is a reset, because we zero in and we have this small answer in our mind, in our perspective. We wonder, why, God, are you not hitting this target that I set for you? And you know what? His thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. And you know the passage of Scripture that says, I cried out to the Lord in my distress. He answered by setting me free. You know, we want the break. He wants us to have a breakthrough. He wants us to want freedom as much as he wants it for us. And when we get too close to the situation, we're thinking, I'll be okay if I get this. And he's saying, no, I'm going to set you free and give you so much more than you ever thought you wanted or needed. Well, we are having a Songs and Verses Day, and I will tell you, this goes down in record as the quietest Songs and Verses, but it's really okay because I came with lots of stuff to say and songs to play, but I'd still like to hear from you. I noticed Hallie said she likes Psalm 23 by Shane and Shane. We're going to come out of the bottom of the hour break with that song, and then Whatever's Lovely by Michelle Wagner. A friend called in on that song. We're going to see if we can find that one as well. Give us a call with your song choices, 877-933-2484, and we will be back in a moment. Shane and Shane, absolutely amazing. Haley, that was a great choice. That was her song. And boy, we've had them on the show before, and it was one of those gripping conversations. So we're having Songs and Verses today, if you just tuned in. And we just do this once a month where I hear from you. And as I said, you've been especially quiet today. It's really okay if you're just in the listening mood. Got a stack of books, though, for those of you who call in, if you want to just share what God's speaking to you about these days. And if you can't reference the verse, that's okay. I'll find it for you. Or if there's a song that's been strengthening your heart, love to hear that as well. And maybe you're in one of those situations where you feel like God has called you forward, but you've got all these obstacles, all these fears, all these things, reasons that you don't want to go forward. Maybe it's self-preservation. Maybe it's fear of failure, the fear of the unknown, all right? Well, this devotional reading from Streams in the Desert is for you. But I'm going to pause because I got Sandy on the line and I want to talk with her. Sandy from Wanakee, I believe. Hey, Sandy, how are you today? Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Hi, I'm really good.
Good to have you today. Do you have a song or a verse for us?
I have one of each, and I guess I'll start with my verse.
Okay.
And, of course, there's a little story that goes with it. This verse was given to me by God about 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago, when I was going through divorce and just relationship problems within my family. And so anyway, I was just being still and trying to listen for God to talk to me and praying for that to happen. And God gave me the verse of Hebrews 12. Verses 1 and 2, and it's about running my race, mm-hmm. and not letting things hinder me, and I'm sure people will be looking it up, but it just taught me that those things that I was going through were distractions, and just being under attack by the devil with those distractions. And that I need to keep my eyes focused on Jesus.
Yeah, it's a good passage.
And even like 4.5 years later, that verse comes to mind probably 2 to 3 times a week.
That's amazing.
And even though like the relationships and the marriage, that has all been resolved or dissolved, It just keeps reminding me that mm-hmm. I do need to keep my eyes focused on God, and no matter what's going on in
yeah.
the news and in the world.
We drift so quickly and easily if we're not fierce in our focus. And I'm thinking of that passage, you know, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles and run the race marked out before us. I mean, there's so much about God has already made a plan. He's already made a path. And we're the ones who have to keep our eyes on him. Otherwise, we will look to the left or the right. So it is amazing how that passage can get you through the hardest of times, Sandy. Wondering about a song. You said you had a song as well?
Yes, and it's probably not a real uplifting song, but it's the song Worn, and I can't, W-O-R-N, and I can't remember who sings that song. But throughout it, it talks about being worn and tired. And then it also, it's like God is there for you, and you have nothing to worry about.
Well, during the next break, Sandy, we'll look it up and see if we can find it, okay? And let me think here. I think I'm going to give you Praying for Your Elephant, Boldly Approaching Jesus with Radical Audacious Prayer. This will put a fire in your belly and dare you to start asking for some audacious things, okay?
Okay. That
okay.
Perfect.
All right, honey. God bless you, and thanks for calling.
God bless you, too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We've got Alyssa checking in from Lakeville. How are you today, Alyssa?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fairly well. Good to have you on the show today.
I'm excited.
Yay.
I don't think I've ever been on the radio before.
Yeah,
so.
Good. Well, welcome. You've got a verse or a song for us.
Well, I have one of each. So the verse that kind of, it's actually the story of Naaman, where he was healed from his leprosy. And the verse in particular was 2 Kings 5, verse 11. And there's a part in there where Naaman gets upset because he expects the man of God to wave his hand over him and heal him of his leprosy. And he goes away angry. And I've just been in a season of praying for you know, some miracles in my own life and miracles in my friends' lives, and haven't seen those prayers answered in the way that I expected. And so that verse kind of leaped out at me, because so often we expect God to respond to us in a certain way or answer our prayer in a certain way, and he doesn't. And so it kind of got me excited, because it's like we just need to know that he has the answer, and it might not be in the way that we expect, but we need to be obedient when he, you know, tells us to do a certain thing in order to see our miracle happen.
Wow.
So,
for a first time on the radio, Alyssa, you did brilliant. That was such a great, really so good. So I grabbed Susie Eller's book, Come With Me, Discovering the Beauty of Following Where He Leads, and I hope that blesses you.
It will. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
And how about
and
a song? Go ahead.
Song, yeah. Yep, the song that went along with that was Lauren Daigle's Trust in You. And just
love that song.
Just trusting that God knows what he's doing.
Yeah, we'll definitely pull that one up. We've used it before, Alyssa. So thank you for calling. And you want to play a portion of that now, Matt? Matt's ready. He's that quick. So I'm going to say goodbye to you. Perfect. We're going to get your name on the list for this book, and we'll play a portion of Lauren's song. Here we go.
No matter what I face, you're by my side. When you
Great song, Alyssa. Great job. Thanks for that call. This listener says, lately I've not been able to get the song Better Than a Hallelujah by Amy Grant out of my head. I think it's because of the unrest of the world, the unrest of my marriage. The prayer of my heart has gone unanswered for the last 20 years or so. Boy, that's painful. I have no more words to pray. This song's up the feelings I have. Better Than a Hallelujah. We'll look that one up. And then says, I'm so sorry about Donnie. He was an old friend of mine. I pray for Chrissy and the rest of the family. He will be missed. You are so right. Thank you for that. So this was the devotion I want to read to you from Streams in the Desert, especially if you're feeling called out but feeling conflicted because just your self-life is showing, you know what I mean? The fear, the self-protection, the unbelief. The verse is Proverbs 4:12. It says, "When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. The Lord only builds a bridge of faith directly under the feet of the faithful traveler." I want you to hear that again. The Lord only builds a bridge of faith under the feet of the faithful traveler. He never builds the bridge a few steps ahead, for then it would not be one of faith. We live by faith, not by sight. Years ago, automatic gates were sometimes used on country roads. They would securely block the road as a vehicle approached, and if the traveler stopped before coming to the gate, it would not open. But if the traveler drove straight towards it, the weight of the vehicle would compress the springs below the roadway, and the gate would swing back and let him pass. The vehicle had to keep moving forward, or the gate would remain closed. Get that picture in your mind. This illustrates the way to pass through every barrier that blocks the road of service to God. Whether the barrier is a river, a mountain, or a gate, all the child of Jesus must do is head directly towards it. If it's a river, it will dry up as he comes near it, as long as he forges ahead. If it's a mountain, it will be removed and cast into the sea, providing he approaches it with unflinching confidence. Is some great barrier blocking your path of service right now? Then head straight for it in the name of Jesus, and it will no longer be there. We sit and we weep in vain while the voice of the Almighty tells us to never stop moving upward and onward. Let us advance boldly. Whether it is dark and we can barely see the forest in front of us, or our roads lead us through the mountain pass where from any vantage point we can only see a few steps ahead. Press on, and if necessary, like the ancient Israelites, we will find a pillar of cloud and fire to lead the way on our journey through the wilderness. God will provide guides and inns along the road, and we will discover food, clothing, and friends at every stage of our journey. And as Samuel Rutherford, the great Scottish minister, once stated so simply, whatever happens, the worst will only be a weary traveler receiving a joyful and heavenly welcome home. I want to play a good portion of this song, Who You Say You Are, another Shannon Wexelberg song. You can tell I've had the album on repeat for a while here. But if you're in that in-between place, now is a good time to remind your soul that he is who he says he is. Let's listen.
You are faithful, you are kind. I am always on your mind. Oh yes, I'll remember all you've done so far. You've never failed me yet. Oh, and I must not forget who you say. You're faithful, you are kind. I'm always on your mind.
God is who he says he is, you know what? And you are who he says you are. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Songs and verses for this first hour today. Just taking your calls, hearing the scripture that's just ministering to your heart, the songs that are strengthening your soul. We've got an anonymous caller. We're going to take his call in just a moment. 877-933-2484 or email Susie at myfaithradio.com. And we will be back in a moment.
You are.
That song was requested by one of our listeners who emailed in just saying, looking at the state of the world, the state of his marriage, just feeling like this is the song that echoes her heart, his heart. Wasn't sure who that was that wrote, but this is Songs and Verses today. We just love to hear from you. If there's a song or a verse that God's using to strengthen your heart, I'm telling you what, we're all called to be flow-through accounts of God's blessing. So never minimize what he's teaching you, because it means he wants not only to teach it to you, but he wants to teach it through you. 877-933-2484. We've got an anonymous caller checking in. How are you doing today?
Hi, great. How are you?
Doing well. Good to hear from you. So do you have a song or a verse for us today?
I do. And I just wanted to mention, when earlier in the broadcast you said it was quiet on the phone, and I didn't think anything of it, and I thought, well, it would be a lot of people calling. And then you said something like that again later, and I knew God was calling me to talk to you.
Way to go.
Well, here I am.
Thanks for calling.
My verse is means a lot to me. But it's, I hope it touches somebody else too. It's, I think it's 1 Corinthians 12, although it's 1 Corinthians anyway. And it's, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much as dawned on man, where God is created for those who love him.
Now you sound like you're, that's going close to your heart. What's going on for you today?
I'm just having a difficult time in my personal life and my marriage and financially. And I know we listen better sometimes when we're hurting. So that's, we have things, our hearts open more, I believe, when we're being challenged or hurt. And that's where I'm at right now. And eye has not seen, ears not heard. And so forth. I believe if we keep the faith, knowing that God loves us, and believe that there is a better day.
Yeah.
There is. And keep that close to our heart, and be disciplined in your actions the way God wanted us to be. Then that phrase, when I heard it, thought it meant in heaven, what God has created for those who love him in heaven. But I truly believe is on earth too.
Yeah.
Also.
I agree with you. Yeah, I do too. I agree with you. And first of all, I want you to know I grabbed the book Awakening to God for you. I think that will be one that will minister to your heart. It's very deep and rich, and I can tell you're deep and rich. I pulled up the passage. It is 1 Corinthians 2. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. And the rest of it goes, but it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. It's to us, for his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deepest secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. No one can know God's thoughts except his own spirit. And we have received God's Spirit, not the world's spirit, so that we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. I think that's absolutely amazing when you think about it. His Spirit is in you, and he's revealing to you things that he wants to impart to you and to give to you. I want to just pray for you if I could. Would that be all right?
Sure.
Well, Father, thank you for my dear brother. And I know the valley of the shadow so well. But you promise, Lord, when we are in that place, that a bruised reed you will not break and a smoldering wick you will not snuff out. So I pray, God, you cup your hands around him. You breathe life back into him. Lord, we rebuke the devourer on his behalf. We bind that enemy and his schemes to steal, kill, and destroy. We shut him down in Jesus' name. And I pray you'd release a fresh favor over this brother's life, a fresh gift of perspective, so he can see the treasures in the darkness, because you don't let us walk through anything that you don't intend to serve us in the end, to pay us back. And I believe these trials will pay him back, will pay tribute to his soul someday. So God, I just say thank you for him. I thank you that the story is not over yet. And I pray you give this brother strength to put one foot in front of the other, to not lose heart, to take heart, because you've overcome the world, so he will overcome these trials, and that you've got good things for him, not only in eternity, but in the land of the living. He will see your goodness in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you,
thank
dear.
You,
yep. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you're a great benefit to this ministry and those that hear you. God bless you.
Bless you, brother. I'll be thinking about you in the days ahead. So we just got a few minutes left, and I feel like just based on this conversation with this dear brother, I want to play a song that I think is so fantastic. It's called I Am Healed, and it's by River Valley Worship, which they're in the Twin Cities, a church that's putting out some amazing music. But I want to play as much of this as I can, and then I'll come back and I will wrap in prayer for this first hour. Wow, I hope you were encouraged today. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Coming up for hour two, I'll be talking to James Robison about his book, The Stream, Refreshing Hearts and Minds, Renewing Freedoms and Blessings, talking about personal revival and the impact on our national culture. Can't wait for you to hear my conversation with him. Coming up, hour two, next.